I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Shawnee Theater of Greene County, located in Bloomfield, opens its 59th season, the oldest continuing professional summer theater in the entire state. And our guests are the artistic director, Bree Lindsay, who, during the winter, directs theater at Bishop Chatard in Indianapolis. And we also have the director for one of the productions, and that's Danielle O'Connor, who went to St. Mary of the Woods and currently directs theater there. Thanks very, very much for coming in. Bree, you tell me that actually you got your start at the theater there in Greene County?
I did. I was one of the children attending the children camps. I attended about 2 summers in a row.
No kidding. And now you've gone on to become the artistic director of the various productions. The opener is on June 14th, and it's a 2-character play called Always Patsy Cline. And Bree, you're actually playing the second lead, if you will.
Yes, I will be Louise. I'm saving everyone from my singing voice. It's based on a true story between Patsy Cline and Louise Seeger, and they wrote letters back and forth. They met at a gig, and they had this friendship, and we kind of have that theme of friendship running through our season.
For Always Patsy Cline, I understand that you've actually recruited a band from across the river in Linton.
We have, although I think the band members are all around Greene County, but their name is the Flyovers.
Connections seem to be just the clue to theater in this area. And I understand the lead for Patsy Cline, you discovered through her children.
I did. Holly Burnfield is playing our Patsy, and we had 3 of her 5 daughters at camp last year. They would sing with their ukulele in harmony, and we thought, who are these wonderful children? And we found her mom, and their mom can sing just as well.
Danielle, you're actually from Indianapolis and then went to St. Mary of the Woods before moving on to administration. Tell us a little bit about what attracted you to theater.
I think, honestly, it was always something that I was interested in, just, I don't know, like within me. But when I went to St. Mary of the Woods, I made a vow. I was like, I'm going to audition for at least 1 show before I graduate. And I did it and I got stuck. And I changed my major within a year from education to theater. And I haven't looked back since.
I've talked to you about things that you directed at St. Mary of the Woods. Now you're the director there. What will you be directing at Shawnee?
I will be directing Steel Magnolias. It'll be the 2nd show of the season.
Steel Magnolias starts out as a comedy and then ends as a heartbreaker.
It's a very beautiful story, and I think a lot of people can connect to the emotion in it.
How does it feel to be directing at another theater?
It's really exciting. I feel so comfortable with everyone, and so I feel like we're going to do a really great job, and it's a great honor. I'm so excited.
Talking about networking, talking about theater, and about the opportunities all throughout the area, Bree, I understand, although the theater is a success in its own way, that in many ways the camps are really a key to the success in the Bloomfield area.
They are. This year we're offering 3 different camps. We have a stage combat camp. We have one where they can create their own performance, and a musical theater camp. I feel like there's not a lot of artistic opportunities for students. So for them to come to Shawnee, where those kids that are more artistic have a chance to show off their talents and find a place that they call home.
The Shawnee's 2018 season begins with Always Patsy Cline, continues with Steel Magnolias, If You See Me Forgetting a Neverland Adventure by Jonathan Golombeki, then a surprise musical, and the surprise is It's Little Shop of Horrors, and they wrap things up with a chance to throw those tomatoes at the murder mystery melodrama. Our guests have been Danielle O'Connor, who, among other things, will be directing Steel Magnolias, the 2nd show of the summer, and Bree Lindsay, the artistic producing director and one of the actors for Always Patsy Cline. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.